everyone, to this episode of the Visionary Leadership Institute podcast. Today's guest is Dr. Marcia Ballinger. Marcia Ballinger, PhD, has over 30 years in community college leadership roles, advancing student success, workforce and economic development, strategic planning, and institutional advancement. She holds a PhD in community college leadership from Walden University, an MBA from Kent State University, and a BA in journalism from Indiana University of Pennsylvania. She serves as Lorain County Community College's fifth president and previously held positions of provost, vice president for strategic development, and vice president of LCCC's foundation. Dr. Ballinger's fundamental belief that every student's dream matters is at the core of LCCC's culture of care. Her unwavering commitment to equity and student success has led to significant reductions in the educational achievement gaps, especially for underserved students. She is an inaugural member of the Aspen Institute's Presidential Fellowship. Through Dr. Ballinger's strategic vision, the college became the first community college in Ohio to offer an applied bachelor's degree in MEMS, Microelectromechanical Systems, in 2018, and a second applied bachelor's degree in Smart Industrial Automation and Technology in 2021. Under her leadership, LCCC garnered the top two national honors for excellence in student success awarded by the American Association of Community Colleges as first in the nation for excellence in student success in 2018, and by Achieving the Dream as the Leah Meyer Austin Award recipient in 2020. Achieving the Dream also recertified LCCC's status as a College Leader of Distinction again in 2022. Dr. Ballinger, welcome to the podcast.
Matt, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to join you today and to be able to share perspectives on leadership.
So since this is the Visionary Leadership Institute podcast, it's fitting that our first question is, how would you define a visionary leader?
That's a great question. For me, I have to take it back to the person for whom the Visionary Leadership Institute is named for, Dr. Roy Church. Having been at the college now for three decades and having had the wonderful opportunity to be mentored by him and to work directly for him for the first 25 years of my career at Lorain County Community College, Roy embodies a visionary leader. I've learned and have my own perspectives on visionary leadership, but much of that is grounded in the experiential opportunities that I've had both at Lorain County Community College, working hand in hand with Roy for so much of that time, but then also at a state, regional, and national level. And, you know, I look at visionary leadership being aligned with directionally from a mission perspective, from a values perspective, where is the organization going? And so in this case, Lorain County Community College. And the leader of what I think is a visionary organization, right? And they go hand in hand together, is how does that leader take what that strategic direction is and truly create the right conditions, the right culture and the environment for all members of the organization to contribute toward what that visionary goal is. Here in Lorain County and at Lorain County Community College, big picture, it's about creating a more vibrant economy. As you create and bring the funnel down a little bit more, it's about raising the socioeconomic status of individuals in our community so that they and their families have a greater quality of life. And so when I think about then visionary leadership, it's not just about the president at the head of an organization or me being the president at Lorain County Community College. It truly is about everybody who is part of the LCCC family, and what does it mean to be aligned around that vision of why do we exist? I always love the analogy of NASA. When NASA, back in the 60s, their vision was to put an astronaut on the moon. As the story goes, if you went to NASA during the 60s and you asked anybody in any role at any position at NASA, what is your goal? What is your vision? It wasn't that, oh, well, I'm in a support area. Everybody's goal was to put a person on the moon. And so when I, you know, equate that then to Lorain County Community College and visionary leadership, is walk around the campus of Lorain County Community College and ask individuals, what are we here to do? And it is to graduate students, to see every student succeed, to make every student's dream a reality. And so I think it's that alignment and that ensuring that it is throughout the entire organization. It's not about one person. It's not about one area. It really is that greater alignment to the greater good.
Yeah, I completely agree that leadership starts at the top. And if that leader has that mission, they're going to continue passing that on to everyone throughout the organization. So what are some of the important qualities of a leader?
I think some of the important qualities of leadership, certainly listening and learning. We don't have the answers. We don't have all the answers. We might have some ideas. Creating stakeholder engagement. Communications, from my perspective, can't be overstated enough. Ensuring that there's open, transparent, authentic communications, and communications that are frequent, and being visible, being accessible. I think that all certainly comes under that communications bucket as well. But I would take it a step further. I think other qualities of leadership certainly center on risk-taking, being courageous, because we know, especially in higher education today, we have to innovate. It's not about continuing to do what we have been doing. And so with that takes risk. It takes identifying opportunities, not feeling comfortable to be what we always have been and to be status quo. For me, it's also about leaning in hard to what are the core values of the college, understanding community. So it's not just internal, it's external. That being courageous and risk-taking, unless you ever try something, you don't know whether or not it's going to work. But it's also navigating and understanding how to navigate the waters. And that goes back to the first point with regard to listening and learning, which I think are critically important. Another component is having that external scan. So always understanding the external environment, what the drivers are, what those mega drivers are. One of the frameworks that I embrace is the VUCA framework, and it's what we've utilized for our strategic planning processes, but it also goes to the characteristics, I think, of leadership. And VUCA stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. What are the disruptors? So always recognizing, understanding what is happening in the world around us. And it's a global world. It's not what is only happening regionally or locally, but what is happening in the world around us. Uncertainty and being able to be flexible and adaptable. I think those are key characteristics of leadership, that just because you may have always done something a certain way, the world has changed so significantly. So that complex uncertainty is huge, and being able to navigate through that. Complexity, problem solving, and gathering all of the right details. And as a leader, you know, you don't have to know everything, but it's surrounding yourself with individuals who have expertise in other areas and embracing that expertise and opinions that might be divergent opinions from what it is that I may have or that a leader may have. The A in it is the ambiguity. And so that external scanning is always a piece of that innovative cycle. And I think having that propensity to be able to take that risk and to innovate for future growth are all characteristics of leadership.
And what's some advice you would give to a community leader?
Certainly know who your stakeholders are. Respect, and this is advice I went through, and you noted this in the intro. I had a great opportunity to be part of Aspen Institute's first cohort of presidential fellows for community colleges. And so we were a group of 40, either newly appointed or pursuing first presidencies. One of my takeaways from that was sage advice that a longtime president, Sandy Shugart from Valencia Community College, had shared with the fellows. And what he said was, as a new president, always honor the past. You may have not created the past. You may have been a part of the creation of it, or you may not have been part of any of it at all. But you honor that and you embrace it. You may be going in a different direction, or you may be building from that. But honoring the past is critically important. Owning the future and owning what is here and now. and recognizing how you influence it. So I would translate that conversation and advise any new community leader or community leader to think about that. Think about those who came before you. I inherently believe there's good that comes out of everything. You may not have agreed with what that direction was, but that's the past that we honor. And then create the right conditions for that vision, whether it's for your organization or your business, that brings your stakeholders together. It goes back to that listening and learning, and then jointly creating that vision, creating that strategic plan. We have a long history at Lorain County Community College and philosophy that people support what it is that they help to create. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have been so successful for decades at LCCC, is because it's not about one person's vision. It's not about one person's aspirations. It really is about how we are all in this together. And those would be lessons or messages that I would, you know, share with the external community.
I know that if I were at home taking notes listening to this podcast, I would definitely be writing down honor the past and own the future. I feel like I need that on a t-shirt or bumper sticker or something.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? Because even though you may not have been the decision maker in that, but you have to own it, because that's the history of the institution. Or if you're in a different business, that's the history that led to this point in time.
Dr. Ballinger, you serve on many boards and are making an impact not only in our community, but our entire region. How do you strategically determine when to take risks in your decision making?
Oh, great question, Matt. I think it is incumbent upon leaders to give back their time to the community and to volunteer and serve on boards. I look at serving on boards as an opportunity to learn more that can also benefit Lorain County Community College, while at the same time that I can learn more about and about myself and about serving with others and advancing other entities, whether that's throughout Lorain County or Northeast Ohio or nationally. And giving back that time is, I think, a responsibility that we as leaders have. I tend to try to prioritize my board service based upon the mission of what an organization is. And am I both personally and professionally aligned with the vision and mission of that organization? And if that's a fit, and, you know, and then also not stretching yourself too thin, that you become a name only on a board as opposed to being very involved and engaged in what that board's role is. A couple that I would point to that I'm very excited about: the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Ohio, for example. Lorain County is, out of all of the counties that make up the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Ohio, our county is just rocking it with a Boys and Girls Club. And it is about creating that better future. You can look at the mission of the Boys and Girls Club, and you can look at Lorain County Community College's mission, and you see that alignment. And then organizations like Magnet, which is about manufacturing, which is a foundation of Lorain County Community College's vision for the future and Industry 4.0. And, you know, so much of our curriculum and future jobs are dependent upon automation, robotics, manufacturing. And so there's certainly an alignment for that among many others. But the role that a leader has to say, I'm going to prioritize my time away from Lorain County Community College as well for that overall benefit of our community. And I think that all goes back to, Matt, one of my earlier comments, the alignment that has to occur is also a personal leadership alignment with my own personal aspirations, values. You know, I've never thought about Lorain County Community College's roles that I've had over the past three decades as a job. It's never been a job. It really is living out what my vision in life is all about.
I love that answer. And it's that the old saying of, if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I feel the same way, where
you got it.
Let's come in and have fun every day.
Have fun every single day.
Any final thoughts or advice for our listeners today?
I think everyone is a leader. allowing yourselves the opportunity. So whether you're a student at Lorain County Community College or elsewhere, or you're a leader in the community or someone who's aspiring to a leadership role, truly believing in yourself and finding that time for reflection and deepening, you know, your involvement in the community and learning from others. One of the things, again, this was one of my earlier comments, I had just a tremendous opportunity to work day in and day out with one of the most dynamic leaders who I've ever known, Roy Church. Seek out those leaders. I would recommend if somebody sees someone, hey, I'd like to learn more about you, spend a little time, ask, can I shadow you for a day? You know, high school students, others. Being exposed to leadership can make a tremendous impact. And so my advice is recognizing everyone is a leader. Everyone has the opportunity to learn from others and to seek that out.
I couldn't agree more. That's half the battle. It's just believing in yourself and finding
it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes us back to the lemonade sales and kids, right? From the time they're really little, that they are leaders and they are special.
Yeah. And it's just getting that belief that they can be entrepreneurs. They can be whatever they
want
to. That's
right. That's exactly right. Yes.
Dr. Ballinger, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Matt, thank you.